Negroni Zone Radio, the award-winning view and interview show with your host, Jeff Roney.
All right, a little calm before the next storm blows through. It's actually sunny now. It was raining pretty good. So, let's talk a little more about promotion and using the tools to promote your site and your show. And I'm going to kind of review and go over some things because, well, this is why. Okay. I think that information sharing is a good thing, and what can happen is you can think that that other people know exactly what you do, and then you never say anything. And so what I'm finding is the more I kind of take the leap, for instance, this is what I do pretty much all the time, is I look on Twitter and I look at someone is saying, I have a show, I need something, I need somebody to do this or that for my show, whatever. And then I look at the people that they are following, and then I see 14, 26. If you really want to use Twitter to market, then use Twitter to market. If you want to use Facebook to market, use Facebook to market. But if you're just friends with your friends and your family, that's a small niche. And it, to me, it kind of flies against the face of what you're doing. So if you only want four people listening, then just friend your friends. But I would recommend finding a niche part of your show, whatever that is, cooking, home repair, something that's general, and then try to find other people and friend that way. And at least you're kind of going in a niche direction, and people will find it interesting if it's a subject that they enjoy. So, but I think that people want to hear what you have to say. I think a lot of times we belittle ourselves and say, well, I don't know anything that people don't know. That's not true. So I look on Twitter and find that people are trying to talk about their show, do different things. And so I contact them, try and help them as best I can. So, phone call, email, something. I like phone call or Skype call if that's possible, because then you can get questions and answers and that kind of a thing. If that's not possible, obviously, then you do the next best thing. So I've really liked doing that, and what happens to me is I hide a lot of information in my head. And then people get this pretty lengthy list of suggestions, which, I don't know, maybe it's too much, but, you know, they can pick and choose what they want. So, a lot of flack about Facebook, people getting very upset, and what I'm kind of shocked at is Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, Plurk, whatever, all these different social networking sites are actually saving us thousands of dollars. And when they, I mean, it's kind of like, it's kind of like going to a neighbor's house over and over and eating their food, and then one day they turn and they say, can you pay some of the mortgage for the house? Well, or better yet, we want you to buy some of the food. And no. Well, why? Because you come over and eat our food all the time. As a matter of fact, we're probably going to charge you a little rent too, because you are coming over here into our house, and I know it's nice, it's warm, you're going to have some food. We need to make some of that money back. So all this time, you know, Facebook has ads and different things. It's interesting to me that people don't realize that, and they don't read terms of service in general, and they upload movies. Now, I roll the dice, I'll admit it, because I want more eyeballs than are looking at my site to see the videos that I do. So I roll the dice, upload them on YouTube, some on Facebook, yep, but I kind of figured the day was coming. And whether it's, well, they changed the terms of service, I don't care. I knew the day was coming when something was going to happen. It's like Podango going down. Something had to give. It's like TalkShoe stopping paying people for doing shows over there. You have to look ahead. And whether or not something says something doesn't matter. One day it probably will change. So, you know, perhaps my advice is to only have stuff that you want full control over on your server. I don't have room. There's your problem. Then you have to think, well, what can I let go of as far as ownership to put on someone else's server? Because to be real frank and honest, my site is hosted at 1&1. They could at any time say, I own it, we own it, you don't, it's on our server. Neener, neener, how's that? So, you know, the bottom line is, I would probably have to pony up and get a my own IP address or whatever, and get my server at the house, set it up, and host it there. That'd probably be the safest thing. Very expensive. And see, that's what it is. Is the cheaper you go, the more risk you run of now or in the future losing your ownership of something. So it amazes me that people just get all wound up about it. You have to think at some point something's going to happen. Now, you could do one of two things. One, you get very jaded and say, well, then forget it. I'm never going to use the internet again. It's just evil. Okay, that's your, you can do that. Or you make things that you want full ownership and have pointers in Facebook. Post, you know, information or links back to it on your site. That's a possibility. Or create things that you don't care if they use. Me and my little video stuff of black screen with white text and audio. I don't know. Be selective. So that was the big hubbub, you know. And but then I want to talk about something else. Now, this is really not directed at one person, because I've seen certain things happen over time. And one person in particular has happened more than once. And it's how to deal with your anger in a digital environment. Okay, first of all, and you've heard me talk about this a million times, an email has no emotion. It's just letters. So the reader puts their emotion into it, right or wrong. You know, I mean, I guess using similes is good. It's kind of like in the days of pen and paper, people would put little smiley faces and hearts and write something in big, bold, dark letters and underline. This is important. So even with that, you kind of get an idea of emotion and what the feeling of the word is, but it's really, really hard to do. So, miscommunication abounds in a message board battle. So, okay. So, there's a situation a while back where this person was offended by something. And then this person started posting either in all caps, or certain words were in all caps, and just angry. And then the battle ensued. And one time in particular, this person was taken out back and flogged for a while. And some of the points I would say were correct. However, it's a tough thing to take somebody down a peg or two in public like that. You may have to, but to me, I would try my best that that's a last resort. Again, I try. Okay. So let's kind of talk about this. Okay. I don't live in everybody's shoes. I don't know everybody's life. Okay. So that being said, when you are dealing with someone who overreacts, or maybe when you're upset at something, you need to, I try to do this, to kind of take you out of the thought pattern of that person. Because your first inclination is, well, I would never do that. Well, right, but that person is not you. Okay? You don't know if the person is sick hurt, upset, bad home life, their aunt has cancer, something, is anything. You don't know, okay? And frankly, the person really doesn't have to tell you anything. Okay, so let's say that you are upset with something that you've read or that you are responding to. Here's a bit of advice. Okay. Walk away from the computer. Put down the iPhone. Because this is what happens when you feel hurt, upset, slighted, whatever. You start hearing the battle hymn of the Republic in your head, and you start thinking, yes, I have an opinion, and I am free to use it. And it's not going to be an even-handed opinion. I'm going to express my feelings. And many times, those feelings subside, and you feel less like that later. So actually, it's kind of misrepresenting the situation if you react at that moment in the heat of whatever. Take some time, walk away, set it down, do something different, come back to it later. It will be there, guaranteed. However, this person did not. This person felt that it, again, was their God-given right to rail and began to kind of collect the troops to embattle the person that they felt had hurt them or whatever. And so then it rose, because then the message board posts became, at sometimes it was threatening, and that crosses the terms of service line. So again, no backing off, no taking a time out, no walking outside, no taking a breather. Nope. Hot anger rolling. Mad. Second thing. Digital is forever. What you type, Twitter, Facebook, message boards, MySpace, is forever. Now, I know that we feel upset from time to time. However, that is not the place to be free with your freedoms. Because it'll be there. And here's the thing. I'm not saying you have to be an automaton and be this Susie Sunshine or Sam Sunshine perfect person that never gets upset or that kind of thing. Okay. However, if these battles on Twitter, whatever, meltdowns I like to call them too, become this point of remembrance, then that's how people will remember you. There's plenty of people that don't like me. Sad but true, but that's the truth. And I hope that the good stuff I do overrides the bad stuff that I've done, and the mistakes I've made, and the hurtful things I've said. So, if I take some time to walk away, relax, not think about it, then come back, then I say, what is in the other person's mind. Now, I've been around. Believe me. I've sat around people, men and women, sometimes just women, that have read letters out loud from a PDA and scrutinized what does it mean in a battlesome situation. I would suggest, because I need to do it too, to always err on the side of this person's having a bad day. I don't know what's going on. And I'm just going to say that they're probably hurting or upset about something I have nothing to do with. But I just got in the line of fire. Is it fair? Should I tell them it's not fair? No. You, hopefully, are mature enough to do that yourself. Because, here's the thing, you've done it to other people too. So, I'd imagine there's plenty of times when I've been upset. If somebody came to me and said, you know, you're wrong. That's probably not the best time to say that kind of a thing. So, do your best. My recommendation, take a walk out in the nice air like I'm doing now, you know, or sunny or whatever, and don't type anything and give them the benefit of the doubt, whether they deserve it or not. Then start to consider coming back. And I would say take the fall, because you have forever to come back to that situation and sift it out and talk about it. But I've rarely seen a situation at that moment be the time when you could say, you know, can you call me? We need to talk about this. That rarely is the best time. So, be a man or a woman, be the big person and say, you know what? I'm sorry. I for what I've done or said, I didn't mean for this to happen. So, whatever. Now, this person that I'm talking about, these type of blow-ups, fits, whatever, came up again and again. And so, finally, this person, I emailed this person. I tried to connect with him, but there was no connecting to him. So I finally said, and I could have got booted off the message boards, but I actually have had a friendship with this guy. And so I finally said, you need to stop. This is not getting you anywhere. It's not getting anybody anywhere. And we don't act this way here. So that was it. Sometimes, for the sake of the group, you need to step up. But again, this was not the first time. I took a number of days to kind of cool down. And I wasn't harsh. I just said, we don't act this way here. And I apologize for the other people here. So, turns out that this person contacted the leader of the message boards and apologized in private. Had the blow up that's still there in public, but the apology was in private where no one could see. No one could see this guy that maybe was having a bad day. Actually, he was having a bad day. overreacted, you know. And that was one of the things in one of my final posts about it. I just begged. I said, can't you just say, maybe I overreacted? Is it possible? You never say that. It's always somebody else's fault. And somebody's hurting me and this and that. I'm just like, okay. So, let me kind of explain it this way. To me, there are levels of the situation. When it's heated and it's too hot, take the fall. Kind of let it back off, go away, hopefully. And that's be the best. But sometimes, if you have a connection point, you have a friendship with this person, if you can reach this person at all, try in private. If that don't work, try in public. Anyhow, so on the flip side, okay, I also try my best to look for people who are posting things in Twitter. Sometimes I call it whining. Sometimes it's just sad. So I don't like to respond publicly and say, what's going on? People, it's so funny. Twitter, sometimes in a heated situation, is a lot like when you're having an argument with somebody and you've seen 1,000 TV shows like this, and they start, tell her that I don't want to talk to her. And then, well, you, somebody could tell him that I, and that's what Twitter's like. It's funny. You know, I don't like so-and-so. And then all the people with low self-esteem start piping up that you follow. And like, is it me? Is it me? It's like, it ain't always you. So, it's just, it's funny. You know, and could be my non-confrontational side of things. You know, I do when I need to. I try not to all the time. But anyhow, it's funny. So I think that Twitter and Facebook and other things are going to be more important to kind of help people through some tough times. I have a feeling that we have not seen the last effects of this economic dip. You know, possibly it's going to be bottoming out. But, you know, I would hope that you would always be kind of watching posts and things. If there's something that causes concern, DM them, privately contact them, and see what's going on. You know, the answer could be nothing or something, and rather not talk about it, but it is bad. So, you know, a lot of people say that social networking isn't social, and I tend to disagree because it's funny to me that even these people say that are building friendships through Twitter. Maybe not Facebook, but it's interesting. When you're upset, that's when the words like always and never start flying. And, you know, these absolutes start coming out. So, I think these are tools that you can use or not use. I mean, nobody's holding a gun to anybody's head. You can do what you want. But I think that if you have something to say, that's not a bad deal for free to use these people's servers. Like we talked about before, think about what you can lose ownership of and what you can't. If you can't, then don't use these sharing services. They're free, but in the end, they may cost something. So, and also, it may not be a bad thing to kind of comb through, you know, and get back to what I was saying before, is friend people in a niche and then help them out. Email them, say, do you want no listener? Do you want new listeners? I'm not going to charge you nothing. I'm just asking a question. I'm not selling anything. And if they say yes, then maybe give them some tips. Because here's another thing, is there's a mindset that was prevalent in the old days, is if you know something, keep it secret. But I think the greatest thing about the internet especially is the more you, these secrets that you know, the more that you discover. So the one that you give away isn't as good as the five that you may discover the day after. So the more helpful you can be, the more people will remember that instead of this guy. All he wants to do is sell, sell, sell. Instead of, you know, this guy, he knows a bunch of stuff. And he's a nice guy. He sent me an email. He wanted to help me, you know. I don't know everything, but you know what's nice about things like Ustream and Skype is once you kind of figure out the themes of how they work, then you can kind of help somebody troubleshoot. You know, one of the toughest things is when you're using Skype and Ustream is when somebody says, what's wrong? And you go, you know what? Unless you can fly me there, I can take a look around at your setup. Hard to tell. But, you know, so you start. Okay, PC or Mac? PC, okay. Are you using a webcam? Yes, okay. So, the more pieces that you add to it, Ustream and Skype, and a webcam, and you have your sound card, and you've got a mixer, and you've got a USB mic. All these parts, that's more stuff to check to make sure that it's correct. So the only thing I would plead with you about is please, if you're going to do Ustream, Skype thing, do it. That's great. Yay, that's awesome. But test it out before. I can't tell you what it's like to do some promotion on Twitter, on Facebook, and then get down to your live show, which you've been prepping for probably all week, and stuff doesn't work. It's very, very frustrating. You know, Jen and Dave, I felt so bad for them because, you know, we were rocking the show and all of a sudden we couldn't hear him. He shut down, restarted, came back on. We couldn't hear him. So even the most seasoned people have trouble. So that's what I say is if you don't know it all, learn troubleshooting skills. Excuse me. That can help you and other people. Because I think sometimes even just being on the phone with somebody is having trouble. You know, you may not be doing much, but you're at least there for them. And I think that means a lot to people. You know, I'm a believer in calming people down. And I think the sad thing, well, it's not a sad thing, it's just people deal with upset different ways. And one of the things I do that's not right is I forecast, or I put my personality on them. I figure if they're wound up and loud, that's bad. And sometimes, it's taking a long time for me to get, but sometimes that's how they calm down. They gotta let it out. I love my wife, but she's a vent. She's got to let it out. She gets wound up and lets it out. Now, early on in our relationship, I tried to calm down. And that was no good, because that just pushed the steam kettle lid and pushed that stuff down where she needs to get let it out. And where I'm a simmerer, I simmer and I explode now and again, but I don't like to use that type of emotion. So I kind of think about it. I'm a thinker. And but sometimes I gotta let it out. So that's the thing, is when you're dealing with people, try to let them be them. And that's hard to do because they're different than you. And if they do something that you're upset with, that could just be them being them. They've been them a long time. Some people have been them longer than you've been alive. So they have good practice. Just the same practice as you have been you. You don't know where they've grown up, or their home life, or their parents, or step-parents, or grandma that have modeled certain things for them. So try. It kind of comes back around. Try to know you, and try to not know other people. And because I think we do, we look at people and we think we've got to figure it out. That could be no farther from the truth. So anyway, three laps today, and kind of tired, but it's good. So thanks for listening to me, Gab, and we will talk again. See ya.
Okay, take one, go ahead.
Snark infested waters where faith, art, and fandom collide. So this Taylor Kent, he ever shot a moose illegally?
Nope. He never had any business dealings with a Chicago slumlord either.
Does he have any interns?
Not a one.
Solid.
One more take, please, Darth.
Snark-infested waters where faith, art, and fandom collide. Oh, we done here?
Uh-huh.
I've got to call Lucas about episode 7, 8, 9 again.
Snark-infested waters at thesnarkyavenger.com. Thank you for listening to Roni's Own Radio. Please visit our website at jrdonline.com and drop us an email at jeff.roney@gmail.com. Thank you very much, and see you next time on Roni's Own Radio.